News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Irish Wildlife Trust have launched a campaign that legislation must be created regarding marine protected areas in Ireland to avoid damage to ecosystems and the death of marine life for the sake of building infrastructure, even if that infrastructure is environmentally beneficial. And campaign manager for the Irish Wildlife Trust, Pádraig Fógarty, joins us to tell us more now. Pádraig, what we're talking about here is wind farms. There's great plans to put wind farms off the coast of Ireland all over the place, and a lot of people were very supportive of that because it was hoped it will lower carbon emissions, it will improve air pollution and those types of things. You want it to be balanced against protecting, I suppose, the marine ecosystem. Tell us why.
Yeah, absolutely. And the decarbonising of the economy is absolutely essential. It's something we're very supportive of. And putting wind turbines out at sea is going to be a really important way of doing that. But this has to come in a way that protects and restores marine life. Our seas are in enormous trouble at the moment. They're also part of the carbon solution in themselves because the oceans store an awful lot of carbon, but we're not protecting them. We're doing a dreadful job of managing our oceans. We're emptying them of fish and trawling the sea bottoms. That's releasing carbon. And what we don't have at the moment are marine protected areas, which are an absolutely essential component of this conservation strategy. Now, our main objection, and we're not objecting at all to the wind turbines, we're objecting to the way this is being planned, because the maps are being drawn for the wind turbines. We also see areas being mapped out for sand and gravel extraction, and we're nowhere near identifying even where the marine protected areas are going to go.
Okay, so you're not against the wind turbines, you're not against the wind farms, but what needs to happen is they're put in certain areas to minimise their impact, and maybe we start thinking about this. How much of our coastline needs to be protected for these types of, ring-fenced sort of sea fields?
For marine protected areas, we've committed in the programme for government to protecting 30% by 2030. We had already committed to protecting 10% by last year, and at the moment we're protecting about 2%. Okay. And the scientists say that it might even be 50%. So we're nowhere along the road even.
Okay. And I suppose maybe lastly, I mean, lots of people are very pro wind turbines. They won't want to hear that they shouldn't be built or that there's any obstacles to building them. Is it only certain areas that need these marine protection, I suppose, restrictions put in place? Can you identify this is a place where dolphins live, or this is a place where there's interesting types of sea algae? Or I obviously don't know, you know, the different types of things you might want to protect. But can you identify areas, or is it just you take 30% out of the mix?
No, where we protect is really, really important. The sea is not homogenous. The nature in the sea is not evenly spread. There are particular hotspots in our sea for whales and dolphins. There are particular areas that are really important for seabirds and all kinds of other marine life. Now, what we want is for the new legislation to allow for planning in the marine environment to also allow for creating marine protected areas. And if that can't be done, we should be doing exactly as you suggest, and get the scientists to map out where these marine protected areas should be going, so at least they'll have visibility until such time as we're formally designating the marine protected areas.
All right. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Pádraig Fógarty there, campaign manager for the Irish Wildlife Trust. Interesting. I think it's probably something that should happen, that we map the sea and protect certain areas.
Only
put the wind farms where they might do least harm, Shane.